The flail of mercy, the high-born one, the never-dying king, will give judgment. Cower to the justice of his greatness, the king Tepica...
Tepic cut Dios off in mid-intone. Having listened to both sides of the case, he said firmly, the mask giving it a slight boom, and being impressed by the argument and counter-argument, it seems to us only just that the beast in question should be slaughtered without delay and shared with all fairness between both plaintiff and defendant. He sat back. They'll call me Tepic the Wise, he thought. The common people go for this sort of thing. The farmers gave him a long blank stare. Then, as if they were both mounted on turntables, they turned and looked to where Dios was sitting in his place on the steps in a group of lesser priests. Dios stood up, smoothed his plain robe, and extended the staff. "Hearken to the interpreted wisdom of His Greatness the King Tepicaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, Charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, Steersman of the Bark of the Sun, Guardian of the Secret Knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, Keeper of the Way, the Flail of Mercy, the High-born One, the Never-Dying King," he said. "It is our divine judgment that the beast in dispute is the property of Rumus Foot. It is our divine judgment that the beast be sacrificed upon the altar of the concourse of gods in thanks for the attention of our divine self. It is our further judgment that both Rumus Foot and Kartoffel work a further 3 days in the field of the king in payment for this judgment."
Dios raised his head until he was looking along his fearsome nose right into Tepic's mask. He raised both hands.
"Mighty is the wisdom of His Greatness, the King Tepicaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, Charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, Steersman of the Bark of the Sun, Guardian of the Secret Knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, Keeper of the Way, the Flail of Mercy, the High-born One, the Never-Dying King."
The farmers bobbed in terrified gratitude and backed out of the presence, framed between the guards.
"Dios," said Tepic, levelly,
"sire,
just attend upon me a moment, please."
"Sire," repeated Dios, materializing by the throne.
"I could not help noticing, Dios, excuse me if I am wrong, a certain flourish in the translation there."
The priest looked surprised.
"Indeed, no, sire. I was most precise in relaying your decision, saving only to refine the detail in accordance with precedent and tradition."
How was that? The damn creature really belongs to both of them."
"But Rumus Foot is known to be punctilious in his devotions, sire, seeking every opportunity to lord and magnify the gods, whereas Kartoffel has been known to harbour foolish thoughts."
"What's that got to do with justice?"
"Everything, sire," said Dios smoothly.
"But now neither of them has the ox."
"Quite so, sire, but Kartoffel does not have it because he does not deserve it, while Rumus Foot, by his sacrifice, has ensured himself greater stature in the netherworld."
"And you'll eat beef tonight, I suppose," said Tepic.
It was like a blow. Tepic might as well have picked up the throne and hit the priest with it. Dios took a step backward, aghast, his two eyes brief pools of pain. When he spoke, there was a raw edge to his voice.
"I do not eat meat, sire," he said. "It dilutes and tarnishes the soul. May I summon the next case, sire?"
Tepic nodded.
"Very well."
The next case was a dispute over the rent of 100 square yards of riverside land. Tepic listened carefully. Good growing land was at a premium in Djeli, since the pyramids took up so much of it. It was a serious matter. It was especially serious because the land's tenant was by all accounts hard-working and conscientious, while its actual owner was clearly rich and objectionable. Younger assassins, who are usually very poor, have very clear ideas about the morality of wealth until they become older assassins who are usually very rich, when they begin to take the view that injustice has its good points. Unfortunately, however, one chose to stack the facts. He was also in the right.
Tepic thought deeply and then squinted at Dios. The priest nodded at him.